Aquarius is a fixed air sign. His guiding planet is Uranus, the planet of surprises, change, disruption, and breakthroughs. On an astronomical level, Uranus has perplexed astronomers for many a year with his unpredictable movements in the orbits of other planets. Uranus was discovered in the late 18th century during the American, French, and Industrial Revolutions. Astrologically, whatever was happening around the time of a discovery of a planet has a bearing on the nature of the planet, and certainly Uranus, Aquarius's ruling planet, is the planet of revolutionary change, whose transits and aspects bring just that. The traditional ruler of Aquarius is Stoic Saturn, whose function is to preserve the status quo, whilst Uranus delights in breaking rules and revolutionising the order. See how complex it gets when you're in Aquarius. One of the most important lessons for Aquarius is not to throw away the baby with the bathwater, so to speak. You get conventional Saturnian Aquarians, and then you get the more unconventional Uranian ones, or of course a mixture of the two. The mode of Aquarius is fixed air. There is also fixed earth, which is Taurus, fixed water, Scorpio, and fixed fire, Leo. And the fixed mode relates to the second month, or the second sign of each season. A fixed mode is like an anchor. It's fixed, it's stubborn, it's tenacious. It maintains and carries through that which has been initiated prior. So it adds the staying power to the mix. So this gives Aquarius that groundedness, you know, being fixed in the air. And the glyph of Aquarius is two ziggy-zaggy lines that, you know, they're two parallel water lines, which are the waves. The part of the body ruled by Aquarius is the calves, the ankles, and the circulation. And all of these areas can be sensitive. They can be problem areas, health problems for Aquarians. You know, it can be varicose veins, poor circulation, or just kind of like always, you know, spraining ankles, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's the area of the body, and each zodiac sign rules over different parts of the body. So for Aquarius, it's the calves and the ankles. And Aquarius is transpersonal rather than personal. And people can mistake them for actually being impersonal, but in fact, it's more like transpersonal if they're typical of their sign. And they don't necessarily consider themselves at the centre of existence. Not to say they don't love attention, but the sun it's dignified. It's in its home sign in Leo. And Leo's Aquarius's opposite sign. And it's supposedly in detriment in Aquarius, which makes it, you know, not so personal, more transpersonal. Aquarians like being different. They love to stand out in the crowd. They love to dance to a different beat. They don't aspire to be, you know, one of the flock, one of the herds. They prefer to be individuals. And with an Aquarius, it's quite a compliment, really, if you call them a bit different or unique or strange. They like thinking outside of the box, and they like it when they have those fresh, new perspectives to breeze into their minds. And being Aquarius is a bit like being, you know, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, that allegorical fable by Richard Bach about a philosophical seagull who is seeking freedom in life. You know, freedom from the existence based around, you know, having the same day in, day out, which is around the same flock, grubbing for the same food. So he flies away, leaves his known life. Although he's lonely for some time, he eventually meets his kind. So the most important decisions that Aquarians can make in their life often come from sudden intuitive hunches, you know, and life seems to work out pretty well when they follow them. Flashes can come in the form of dreams and visions, literally like a light bulb moment after being struck by Uranian lightning. Uranus is the planet, the Aquarius planet, that brings lightning and thunderstorms, and, you know, the Aquarius's old ruler, Saturn, is there as well, giving Aquarians the more traditional conservative streak. And there's that contrasting factor in their lives. You know, there's the conventional part of them, likes to learn the rules, likes the tradition of things and to create a foundation. But then once they know the rules, they're liable to break them and to then be comfortable using their intuition and having their own way of doing things, you know, their own style that they can, you know, take onto anything that they do. And they do like to do things properly, but they like to do things in their own experimental style, using their originality and intuition. I'm an Aquarius, actually. I'm Aquarius Sun, and I attended a very Saturnian, very old-fashioned, traditional all-girls school when I was younger, and I didn't really enjoy it too much. I used to remember sort of dreading school. It was very strict and very, wasn't really my kind of school. And when I changed to a more progressive, it was a co-educational international school, where you could wear what you wanted, call the teachers by the first name, and I was just in my element, you know, and I loved school for the first time. And you know, at the age of 14, I was even allowed to do a talk on astrology in my class, which was amazing. So for me, it's sort of I had the two. I had the very Saturnian education, but then the Uranian one, and I did enjoy the Uranian one, but I'm also, you know, I think the traditional one as well probably did lay some foundations for me, and it kind of taught me how to study. So Aquarius is the sign of friendship. You know, people are very important to Aquarius, and yet they don't necessarily need that day-to-day checking in, you know, that day-to-day connection. They're loyal friends. If you're their friend, you're their friend. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you haven't seen them for a long time. They're very good at picking up where they left off. They are a people's person, you know, essentially looking for what unites us rather than what separates us. Being able to get on with many different types of people, and you know, most relaxed and happy when they're with like-minded people, really, who are on their wavelength, with whom they can have that scintillating conversation with. But to an Aquarius, you know, in what on one level, everyone's sort of their friend, because they are the humans of the universe. So they do have that brotherhood, sisterhood thing going on. And you know, they have relationship wise, it's about shared vision and interest. They love to be around people, but equally really recharge in their own space. And Aquarius can be very idealistic in relationships. And there's that Aquarius quote from the musical Hair by Fifth Dimension, which comes to mind. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehoods or derisions. And they really do aspire for that idealistic love, that vision, that truth in relationships. And yet, you know, having a penchant for truth can hurt others if it's not delivered in an emotionally tactful, kind way. You know, the shadow side of Aquarius can be emotional detachment. Aquarius is an air sign, yet it can get mistaken as a water sign. Sometimes you say, "Yes, I'm Aquarius," and someone says, "Oh, you're a water sign." No, I'm not a water sign. A water bearer. And the thing about the water bearer is, you know, like the glyph of Aquarius, it shows the water, but actually, the hand, the Aquarius hand, isn't actually touching the water, so the hands are not getting wet. But with a water sign factor in the chart, you know, when your sun progresses into Pisces, Aquarius can develop greater emotional wisdom and emotional intelligence. Yet for a typical Aquarian, when stuff gets emotionally laden and heavy, they have that inclination to remove themselves and seek freedom. And yet, ultimately, this can separate them from the very connectedness of humanity that they're seeking to really be part of the whole. Aquarius, you know, on a negative level, can also be possibly a commitment phobe with an avoidant attachment style. No doubt there'll be a strong Uranus Aquarius signature. In the charts of those who stay unattached, the eternal bachelor, bachelorette, or those who are permanently on online dating sites, never progressing past that initial dating phase of a relationship. An Aquarius seeks quantity over quality. So they have many, many acquaintances, but the friends they do have are very true friends. And really, Aquarians tend to like people, you know, a lot of people. They do see fellow humans as brothers and sisters to a certain degree. And Aquarius ideally is about live and let live. You know, they respect the freedom differences of others and don't like to tell people how to live. An Aquarian loves to spring surprises on you, but with their fixidity, they don't always like the same thing sprung on them. And strangely, for such a free-thinking individual, Aquarius can be very set within patterns in their lives, you know, to do with their lifestyle or certain habits that they have that they don't change. So on one level, very progressive, but then on another, very kind of glued into old patterns. No matter how well you know an Aquarian, you're always going to get a surprise at one point or another. It's hard to predict their non-linear direction, where they're going. Aquarius can struggle with sleep. What with so much buzzing around in their minds, good sleep hygiene is essential for an Aquarian. They are the sign that really needs devices turned off at a reasonable time so that they're not absorbing their blue light. Calming essential oils, diffusing and relaxing them in the room, and meditation. Maybe not a meditation app though, because then the device would have to still be on. And their bodies need that same kind of workout that their minds get every day. Yeah, if they're typical of their signs, they will be living much more in their heads than their bodies, and will need to really make an effort to incorporate some kind of discipline of exercise into their day. And it's not naturally the most sporty of signs, but, you know, being an air sign, air is fresh air, you know, needing lots of fresh air, liking to be quite high up, you know, going into the mountains, hiking, that kind of thing, going on walks in the woods, and dancing is very much comes under the umbrella of air sign sports, you know, and yoga, Pilates, that kind of thing, all suits Aquarius and obviously very good for their circulation. And so I'm going to leave you now with some of the key words, the important key words associated with Aquarius, Sun in Aquarius. So I'm going to go through this now. So Aquarius is idealism. It's surprise, it's humanism, it's illumination, it's humanity, it's genius, it's eccentricity, goodwill, utopianism, universalism, friendship, and detachment, to name a few. And Aquarius is the 11th zodiac sign. And with the 11th house of the zodiac wheel, it's a group's dynamic place. You know, it's all to do with social awareness. It's other people's children. It's self-employment. It's clubs. It's groups. It's networks. It's social networks, social media, technology, cliques, associations, collective bonds, creativity within a group, social progress, collective consciousness, humanitarian concerns, collective bonds, technology, friendships, and hopes and dreams.